Two horses euthanized at Belmont Park, adding to mounting Triple Crown death toll. By Dylan Gwynn on June 11, 2023. Two horses were euthanized at Belmont Park on Saturday, a grim milestone meaning at least one horse has died at all three Triple Crown race sites this year. Excursionist was injured and euthanized after Saturday's final race at the Belmont Stakes. Then, on Sunday, Mashnee Girl was euthanized after suffering what was described as a catastrophic injury to her left front leg. PETA Senior Vice President Kathy Guillermo released a statement claiming Belmont Park did not do enough to prevent Excursionist's death. Racing couldn't manage to keep all horses alive for even one Triple Crown day this year, Guillermo said. Belmont Park did not do enough to prevent Excursionist's death. PETA urged the New York Racing Association and the New York State Gaming Commission to require CT scans for all horses racing today to screen for pre-existing injuries, which are present in 90% of these fatalities. They refused. The racing industry is digging its own grave, as well as this horse's. Churchill Downs, in particular, has seen grisly numbers of horse deaths this season. A total of 12 horses have died at the famed track, prompting officials to suspend racing from July 3 to 12. The team at Churchill Downs takes great pride in our commitment to safety and strives to set the highest standard in racing, consistently going above and beyond the regulations and policies that are required, said Churchill Downs CEO Bill Carstanian in an announcement made on Friday. What has happened at our track is deeply upsetting and absolutely unacceptable. Despite our best efforts to identify a cause for the recent horse injuries, and though no issues have been linked to our racing surfaces or environment at Churchill Downs, we need to take more time to conduct a top-to-bottom review of all of the details and circumstances so that we can further strengthen our surface, safety and integrity protocols.